On April 19, 1967, Catherine Switzer almost didn't finish the Boston Marathon. Her journey nearly came to a dramatic halt only 2 miles into the race.
All of a sudden, I heard this scraping noise behind me, and I quickly turned, and at just that moment, this very, very angry person was looming over me and just grabbed me by the shoulders and threw me back and screamed, "Get the hell out of my race and give me those numbers," and began trying to rip the numbers off the front of my sweatshirt.
That person was Jock Semple, the race director of the Boston Marathon, who didn't want a woman running in the race. But Switzer's boyfriend, Tom Miller, was running as well, and the aspiring Olympic hammer thrower jumped in and, with his 235-pound frame, checked Jock Semple with such a force that he went flying off the road.
And we were terrified because he went down like a crumpled suit of clothes, and my coach said, "Run like hell." Down the street we went.
And in 4 hours and 20 minutes, Catherine Switzer crossed the finish line and became the first woman to officially finish the Boston Marathon. 45 years ago, women weren't allowed to run Boston, or any marathon for that matter. In the Olympics, the longest distance a woman could compete at was 1/2 mile.
I look back on that time with sort of despair because a lot of those women were simply afraid that they believed all the old myths of arduous exercise would give you big legs and hair on your chest and your uterus would fall out. I wanted to tell them how wonderful this is because it made you healthy and strong, but also so empowered.
Switzer had been running for years and was training with the men's cross-country team at Syracuse University when she met Arnie Briggs, a former marathoner who also happened to train with the team.
And he told me that if I showed him in practice that I could run the marathon, he'd be the first person to take me to Boston, thinking this was an easy bet because there's no way any woman could run a marathon.
But the year before, a woman had run the Boston Marathon. Roberta Gibbs, who hid behind a bush until it started, jumped in and finished the race.
When I said that, he just exploded in rage and said, "No dame ever ran no marathon. Let's get going." And so finally, I convinced him in practice to run with me and train with me.
There was nothing in the rule book that actually forbid women from running the Boston Marathon. So she got an application and wrote her name as K.V. Switzer. The application was accepted, and Switzer traveled to the starting line with her coach Arnie Briggs and her boyfriend Tom Miller.
It was 35 degrees, snowing and sleeting. Everybody looked alike. We were wearing those big old baggy gray sweatsuits. When we got into the official starting pen, the officials were so harried with this bad weather that they were checking off their numbers on the clipboard. And an official looked at my number, pushed me into the starting pen. And my coach said, "See, there's no problem."
They were 2 miles in when the altercation happened. A press truck had been following them, and cameras were rolling during the whole scuffle. Before Switzer even crossed the finish line, these pictures of a middle-aged man in a sports jacket launching at a woman trying to rip the number off her back had been flashed around the world. According to Switzer, that's when things changed for her.
And I just turned to Coach Arnie and I said, "I don't know where you are with this now, but Arnie, everything's changed. I've got to finish this race no matter what. Because if I don't finish the race, nobody's going to believe that women can do it or deserve to do it or deserve to be here." Suddenly I understood it very much was a women's rights moment.
Switzer did finish. And 5 years later, 8 women towed the starting line of the Boston Marathon as official registered runners. Ever since, Switzer has made it her life work to convince others about the abilities of women and the transformative power of running. She led the fight to have the women's marathon at the 1984 Summer Olympics, and now is breaking barriers in women's sports in areas of the world far behind the United States.
The Olympic Games, for the first time in 2,000 years of history, had every member nation had a woman representative. To see women from Saudi and Yemen alone on the track on global television is a massive statement. It's a very big door that needs to be pushed open, but I truly believe sports is going to do it faster than anything else.
This year, 65-year-old Catherine Switzer and the 7 others who ran the first women's race were honored at the Boston Marathon. And she says she'll run again in 2017, 50 years after Switzer changed the face of women's sports in 4 hours and 20 minutes, over 26 miles, 385 yards. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Keith Shields.